My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Tahorot. We are in the second chapter, Mishnah number 8, the last Mishnah in this chapter. Ha'ochel, ochel sheni, lo ya'asem be'beit avad. So something interesting, interesting advice perhaps, but also a little halacha lesson. Someone who eats food that is tameh on a second level. A person who's accustomed to doing so, it's mutter to eat such food, no problem. But just know that someone, as we learned earlier in this chapter, that someone who eats level 2 tumah food is himself level 2 tameh. So now we have a person walking around who is himself a sheni, lo ya'asem be'beit avad. So he shouldn't work in an olive press. Why should he work in an olive press? So olives, maybe you'll conjecture that this has something to do with the olives, that these olives are truma or something to do with liquids. It really has nothing to do with any of the above. The olive press, the food is still in the in production, and therefore we, Baruch Hashem, live in Israel in the context of the Mishnah, and we haven't removed truma. Truma and masra, which are very sensitive, i.e. can be makabel the tumah of somebody who's a walking sheni, and we basically render all the truma that will come out of these olives pasul even before we get to remove it. This is the second time we saw in the previous Mishnah a reference to chulin that is prepared with the sensitivity of kodesh. We're going to see that there is a machlokas about how to regard such chulin. So here the Tanakhama tells us that chulin shenasu al gav hakodesh harei luk chulin. Chulin is chulin. It doesn't matter if it's prepared like truma or like kodesh or like anything. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Tzadok Omer, he disagrees. Harei elu ketruma. No, chulin that is made with the sensitivities of kodesh is like truma. Is the in between kodesh and truma, in between kodesh and chulin. The tamishnayim believes sol echad. It renders two tame, and the final one is pasul, just like truma does. When it hits a liquid. So here we have a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. And we actually, it's not a two-way machlokas, it's a three-way machlokas, because yesterday in Mishnah number 7, we saw that there's a third opinion. The entire Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says something controversial. He says that the three foods in the same tier of Tuma are the same, whether they are Chulin, Truma, or Kodesh. This is true and hard to disagree with until we get to the end that Tashlisha Shabakulan, Metame Mashka Kodesh, Fosala Ochla Kodesh. That something that's a level 3 can harm Kodesh. So the question is, how do we treat Chulin that's prepared like kodesh? So we actually, it turns out we have a three-way machlokas. According to our Tanakhama, chulin is chulin. According to Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, in our Mishnah, they are treated like truma. According to Rabbi Elazar, the author of the previous Mishnah, they are treated like kodesh. So there are three possible ways to think about chulin that is made like kodesh. The Rambam rules like our Tanakhama. So chulin is chulin no matter what. That's la'alacha, but in terms of learning Mishnayot, just know that it is a three-way machlokas. Ad kan perek beis. Now we open the third chapter. Third chapter, Mishnah number 1. I'm fascinated with the concepts that we're going to hit in the next couple days. So this Mishnah deals with two different things that I think are interesting. One is how do we treat foods that are on the border between being a solid and being a liquid? And also, how do we think about phase changes, foods that pass between those categories? Enough introduction. Harota v'agrisim v'achalav. Broth and the ground beans and milk. These are three things, we don't know this exactly because of refrigeration, but these are three things that are borderline between solid and liquid. I say that because milk, you know, thank God we refrigerate our milk, but milk has the potential to congeal. Those of you who enjoy butter should know this. Harotev, agrisim, v'achalav, bizman shehen mashke tofeach. So how do I know, when can I consider these liquids? When they are liquid enough to moisten, right? You can touch it and you take your hand away and your hand is moist. So now I can call that liquid. So harei elu tchila. So then, just like any other liquid, like we've mentioned several times in the past, that any liquid that becomes tame et tchila, becomes the first level tuma. So that is how we define a liquid, something that is able to moisten. Karshu, so let's say they congeal. Okay, milk doesn't stay milk forever. Let's say it congeals, so now it's a solid. It's unable to moisten the hands, so we consider it a solid. How do we treat this? So it's a new food, but harei elu shniim. It's considered a sheni. Why is it considered a sheni? And this is amazing, because as the, just imagine the broth is slowly congealing, as the first bit of it becomes a solid, that solid is a new food, but it is directly adjacent to a liquid that's a rishon. So it immediately becomes a sheni. And as more solid congeals, that solid is again immediately exposed to a rishon and immediately becomes a sheni. So during the process of congealing, when the liquid is moving into becoming a solid, it at every point becomes acquires the status of sheni. So harei elu shniim, that's true for anything that becomes a, that goes from a liquid to a solid. Now chazru v'nimochu, let's say it had congealed, but now it's going back to a liquid. So again, the liquid is a new entity. Doesn't have the properties of its previous former congealed self. How do we treat it? So that really depends. What's the quantity of the congealed solid? If it's kabeitza mechuvan, it's exactly a kabeitza, meaning exactly kabeitza or bigger, tahor. Exactly kabeitza or smaller, tahor. Because if it's exactly kabeitza, then the first tiny bit that melts means that the congealed solid quantity is less than a kabeitza. And as we know from the very beginning of our journeys through Mishnah Torah, if something is less than a kabeitza, it can be tamen, it can acquire tuma, but it cannot impart tuma. You need a kabeitza of solid or more in order to impart tuma. So if you have exactly a kabeitza of solid, then the liquid that comes out of it is tahor, because there is never going to be enough solid to be metame the liquid. Yoter mikabeitza tame. So if it's any more than a kabeitza, that means that the first little bit of it melts, and there's a kabeitza or more worth of solid, of sheni, to be metame the liquid, then that liquid becomes tame, and needless to say, as it continues to melt, that the subsequent liquid, even as the congealed part gets smaller, joins the rishon liquid. Shekevan sheyatza tipa harishona nitmet bekabeitza. As I explained, as soon as the first drop melts, it becomes tame through the kabeitza, the tame kabeitza solid. Thank you for listening. We will see you tomorrow.